Cool. All right, let's get started. I'm going to hit record. Good to go. All right. Hey, this is Richie with showsigoto.com, and I'm here with Adam of Iration. How you doing today, Adam?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks, Adam.
Good, man. What's your day been like today already?
We're actually just getting on in with Innsbruck Pavilion in Glen Allen, Virginia. So the crew's just getting the stage set up. We're about to go kick a ball around and maybe do some yoga.
Nice.
Half the band went and played some golf this morning, so they're out and about doing that before the show.
Sweet. Is that some of your guys' typical tour rituals that you do? Some yoga and golf? I mean, I'm sure you guys do that in your regular, but you guys keep it up on tour?
Yeah, we keep it up. I mean, you spend so much time traveling on the bus, so it's, as soon as we get somewhere, everyone's trying to go and get some exercise. And the band's pretty split, with half of us kind of surfing and doing stuff like that. So when we camp, surf, it's kind of like yoga and soccer, and then the other half are all really diehard golfers, so they're pretty much doing that on the daily.
Yeah, I'd be right there with you golfing, or with are you a golfer or no?
I do occasionally, but I'm not as diehard as the other guys.
Yeah, you go out there and get frustrated, and then you gotta tell yourself that you're having a good time.
Yeah, that's right.
Plan on getting any surfing in done when you come down here to Florida?
Yeah, I hope so. We just left North Carolina, and we got to surf at Wilmington, which was a lot of fun, and got a few days off there. And then hopefully Florida will have some waves, and if not, we'll go on our buddy's boat or just enjoy the beach.
Nice. So I was looking at your tour schedule, and man, you guys go from South Carolina to Florida, back up to South Carolina, and back down to Florida?
Yeah, I guess it was just the way the routing was able to work out. So yeah, we started up in Baltimore and came all the way down to North Carolina, then kind of back up. Now we're up here in Virginia, we're in New York tomorrow, and then we go all the way back down to South Carolina and then to Florida. So yeah, we kind of do a little up and down right now, but
yeah, that's
it's crazy. Interesting. You know, on the bus, you really don't notice it too much because you're just you just wake up and you're kind of there at the venue.
Right.
But yeah, it's the routing is a little kooky, but it's fine and it's good. It kind of lets you play good markets on the weekends and not have to kind of force it on like a weekday or something.
Right. Let's see, what day is our show in Cocoa? So you guys will be playing Cocoa on where'd that just go? I lost it.
I want to say it's a Sunday.
That is coming up. I'm scrolling, give me a second, there it is. So you guys are in Boca on June 24th, and then the next day you're in Cocoa on June 25th, and that is the show that I will be covering. Have you guys ever played Cocoa before?
You know, we have. Have we played Cocoa Case? We have, right? We have played. I want to say it was with Revolution.
Was it at this venue, that the Riverfront Park?
Yeah, I believe it was the Riverfront Park.
Yeah.
We're friends with Kelly Slater, so we've gone on
nice.
And hung out at his house, and he's taken us surfing, and then also taken the guys golfing too the next day. So yeah, we love coming to Cocoa, and it's a nice beach town that kind of reminds us of home.
Absolutely. What kind of venues do you have either back in California or Hawaii that would be similar to Riverfront Park?
We have the Santa Barbara Bowl in Santa Barbara, and I'd say in Hawaii probably the Waikiki Shell is kind of similar. Just being, you know, outdoors and kind of by the water, but this whole tour's been great because we're slightly stupid and we're doing all these big amphitheaters, so there's always... It's nice in the summer to be able to play outside and then be able to, like, be by the water and kind of stay by the coast.
Yeah, mix it up, get different scenery, different vibes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So first tour with Slightly Stupid, that's exciting.
Yeah, this is it's funny because we've been friends for a long time, and it just we've always kind of been talking about the tour, and this year we're finally able to make it work, and it's been such a great package. We're great friends with the movement, and Jay Berg, who are also on the bill, and last year we got to go and do Slightly Stupid's festival, Closer to the Sun, in Mexico. And we were really honored to be part of the package and go on tour with them. And so far, it's been awesome. We've just got 1 week in, and this is week two, and all the shows have been really good energy. Everyone's having a great time, and can't wait for the rest of it.
You said you guys just played the last Closer to the Sun. Or you're playing the next one.
We played the last one.
Played the last one. Was that earlier this year, or was that last year? That already happened.
It was in December.
It was in December. That's right. That's right. Cool.
Sweet.
Okay. But yeah, that's a good time. It's a few days on the Mexican Riviera, and you're just kind of with hanging out with fans and other musicians, and it's all inclusive. And you're on the beach, and we went and saw the cenotes, and some of the guys went to see the Mayan ruins and all that.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, it's a really cool festival that they put on, and we're stoked to be part of it.
Cool. I hope to make it to something like that one day. The only big thing I've done like that is a jam cruise. I did that a few years ago. That was really
nice.
Good.
Yeah. We've never done any cruises yet, but that's something we definitely want to check out. But yeah, I haven't done it yet.
Let's see. What was the last concert that you went to just for fun before you went on tour?
Let's see. I went to Coachella.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I normally wouldn't really be interested in that, but our agent got us artist passes, so
sure.
It was nice to be able to like be backstage and kind of see a lot of the big names and the artists, and I think bands like Two Door Cinema Club played, and Kendrick Lamar was really cool, and it was nice being out in the desert for a few days, and it's cool that it's really close to where we live in Santa Barbara, so it's not too far of a trip to go down there.
Right. Who's some of your personal musical influences that you would say really got you into music?
For me, I'd say there were a lot of kind of roots reggae influences, bands like Black Uhuru and Steel Pulse, Don Carlos, and then I think now, kind of more currently, I like bands like Tame Impala, Two Door Cinema Club, John Mayer, and then it just kind of depends. All the other guys all kind of have their own influences, from hip hop to rock and roll and indie and stuff like that. So
right.
kind of a diverse range of influences for sure.
Cool. Yeah. Jumping back with the movement's also on this tour as well, and I'm actually really good friends with Gary Dredd, who is
cool.
Yeah, he's an Orlando resident. I'm sure you guys have maybe talked about that. He does a lot of DJ and spinning at a few bars downtown every now and then, and I always run into him randomly, and I ran into him at a Publix one time when we were having a hurricane. You know, everyone's going to Publix to stock up, and I ran to him there. That's
cool. Yeah, he just had his birthday day before yesterday, so we were all kind of celebrating that, and then our drummer had his birthday yesterday as well, so.
Yeah, that's right. I did see that. That's cool.
But yeah, Gary's great. We've known them for years and years. I think one of our first headlining tours was us, them, and another band, The Green. But yeah, so we've known Gary and all those guys for many years.
Nice. Yeah, I just saw The Green this past weekend, actually, on the Soja and Dirty Heads tour.
Oh, yeah, how's that?
That was really good. It was really good. I'm definitely a big Soja fan out of all of them. But yeah, that was really good. That was also at Cocoa Riverfront Park. So
nice. Yeah, we're good friends with Soja, and I think they're off today playing here in Virginia tomorrow, and I think the Dirty Head guys are coming to hang out.
Yeah, so that tour is kind of right around where you guys are right now.
Yeah, we've been kind of like following each other a little bit right here, and I think we're both. This is like where the closest we'll really be crossing paths, and with them without having a show. So
right, and Dirty Heads are gonna come out and chill with you guys tonight, come to the show or something. Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're gonna come. I'm pretty sure Matt the drummer and some of the guys. Check it out tonight, so that'd be cool to see them.
Cool.
All right, let's get to some fun stuff now. So what kind of food do you guys like to eat on the road?
Well, this tour is all catering, so we've been kind of eating really well, and whatever's on the menu. But we love pretty much everything. I think we just like whatever's local and fresh. We'll usually kind of just wake up in the morning, check Yelp, and see what's what everyone's eating around town, and that's kind of our go-to. But yeah, whatever the locals are eating usually.
Can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
What are you guys listening to today on the road, or yesterday on the road?
You know, what have you been listening to lately? Yeah, Joe likes Run the Jewels. He's the drummer.
Cool.
It kind of just depends. I think in the morning it can be a little bit of reggae, and then right before showtime, we'll usually go to hip hop or pop or something like that, just to kind of get the energy up.
Yeah. If you could describe Iration in three words, what would it be? There you go. All about love. I like that. That's what everyone needs right now, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't... I think the music we play, too, is very... you don't have to think very hard about it. We're not...
No.
We're trying to be as serious of a message other than that. Just, yeah, love each other and have fun and be good to one another.
So, stemming off of that, what would your... spirit animal be? Either you or Iration's spirit animal.
Spirit animal would probably be a humpback whale.
Awesome.
No reason why, but that's what came to mind.
No reason needed.
Yeah.
All right. One last question, and I don't know if you'll be at liberty to answer if the answer is yes, but there is a lovely festival held in North Florida at the Spirit of the Suwannee Music Park in Halloween, String Cheese Incidents, Suwannee Halloween. And and there's always a good dose of reggae in there. Two years ago, Stupid and Stick Figure played, and last year, Revolution and Pacifier played. And so I'm trying to guess what the two or three bands playing this year would be. And I would love to see you guys on that lineup.
I wish I could, but I haven't heard anything about it yet. And I'm sure they're probably... Have they announced bands yet?
No, it's like in the waiting. Like any minute, any day, any week kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I wish I could say yes, but I haven't heard much about it. But I hope that we're on film.
Well, I hope that you guys are too, and can't wait to see you guys when you guys come to Coco with Revolution and the Movement, and hope you guys have a good, safe tour, and look forward to seeing you guys at the show.
Okay, thanks for this. I'll see you there.
All right, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, man. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Peace.